creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
On this episode of Culture Click, we go to Paperbacks and Pieces on Mankato Avenue to talk with the Winona Herbal Society. The Winona Herbal Society was formed in honor of teacher and environmental advocate Carol Jacobs. They told me more about her life when I went to visit.
With herbs.
Huh.
And she passed away, I think, now 3 years ago. And before she passed away, her wish was that there would be an herbal study group close to her home because her health was failing. She couldn't travel. We used to have a group in La Crosse, mm-hmm. and then it moved to Viroqua, and it was just too far for her. She lived 3 blocks from here.
Oh.
So through a gift from her family when she passed away, we were able to secure rent for this space, and we started a study group for her, and it's in her name. And if
That's
you go
really
to
awesome.
Our Facebook page, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole history about it that
wow.
tells you, you know, why we started and everything. Amy Shea and I kind of are the ones who facilitate things,
uh-huh.
but it's open to anybody. And if you came in today and you said, you know, I really got this great garden of herbs and I want to talk about that, you can talk about that.
That's
awesome. It's very free form. We kind of set up an agenda. Just
uh-huh.
so there's something to talk about.
Totally.
But it's not meant that way. It's very open. And it's nobody has to be an herbalist
mm-hmm.
to be here. All you have to do is be interested in plants.
Awesome.
Because plants really, to be an herbalist, the definition is someone who loves plants. That's it. So
wow.
it can be about gardening. It can be medicinal. It can be about how you grow perennial gardens, anything to do with nature. So it's not anything fabulous and woo-woo or anything like that. And we all kind of come from different backgrounds. Amy is a master herbalist, and she is the Secretary for Herbalists Without Borders. And what else? No, what? You got a new title. I'm sorry. I haven't been here for a few months.
Relief
so.
Action
That's all good.
Coordinator.
You're the what?
Relief Action Coordinator.
Cool. So we do events. Like this summer, we had a fundraiser for Herbalists Without Borders
mm-hmm.
to give money to that group so that they could do relief work. So there are groups in Houston, Texas, and in Florida after the hurricanes that went to help people take care of themselves with herbs because they couldn't get their medicines.
Totally. That's
so
really cool.
That's one of the things that she and I kind of both have interest in. My background is I'm a nurse,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also an herbalist, so I kind of teach both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
And then Carol was, without a doubt, she was a bioregional expert. She was in forestry. She knew plants so well. It was just a huge loss.
How many trees did she plant?
Oh, God, thousands.
Like thousands?
Thousands of trees in her lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah, so
That's
she was
cool.
just...
Thank you.
Phenomenally intelligent when it came to stuff like that. And then we've had other people who, like Jess Conway, originally was a part of this herbal study group when it first started.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gone on to get a PhD in outdoor therapeutic recreation using plants and that kind of stuff. So you can go in all kinds of different branches. It's not meant to be one way or the other. And we meet once a month. Through November, we take December off, and then we usually, when the weather's cold, we meet here during mm-hmm. the winter time. But when the weather gets nice by April, May, then we go outside and do things. And we do plant walks and picnics and ice cream socials, making herbal ice cream. We also like to do a lot of things, with food, herbs
uh-huh.
as medicine for food. That's how it was originally done. Herbalism is part of our diet.
Huh.
And I actually have something I wanted to share today related to that, so I won't give it away.
Okay.
After sharing homemade ginger tea that one of the group members had made, we continued the conversation.
China, because I don't...
It's, If you wanted to describe herbalism to someone, how would you do it, Deb?
Wow. Well, I guess I'd start by, if I was talking to a particular person, what do you have growing in your yard right now? You know, take a look at whatever, violets, plantain, nettles. Whenever I talk about stinging nettles, people are like, what? Mm-hmm. And they don't snap up my advice. I have someone that can't eat a lot. And so I said, well, you know, there is a really good source of protein and minerals, you know, stinging nettles. And
they're so intimidated by it because everybody thinks about it as being like this really awful weed that stings you.
Weed.
And you just have to talk nice to it. It's so less stingy. Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, on an individual basis, having them increase their awareness of what's around them, and then little by little, how to harvest. And, you know, how it can be helpful in supporting your system. I'd also bring in, you know, we are exposed to so much, it just doesn't really match up with who we are, our bodies, and so how can we bring that into better balance with the things that are growing around us?
Hi there.
Tony, I love that question. I was actually hoping that maybe we could do, like, a group interview, because usually we do, like I have a microphone in my bag, and we just do, like, individual interviews, but this is just so like a like nice group vibe. Like,
well, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for all the weeds we eat. I just you don't know what I put in that tea, darling.
I'm feeling great. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was so bad.
It's ugly.
My son, I'm sure, would be.
Well, I'm kind of new to this. I'm 65, and it's hard. I don't know when I started with the Cooley Region Herbal Institute was a big organization for the area, and then it grew so much that it divided into a Nona group and one more by Viroqua, which isn't functioning. But anyway, I suppose it was 5 years ago or so, I would be so overwhelmed. And, you know, at this age where I was often looked to as an expert, to be so kindergarten, preschool level in my learning, I felt dumb. But I knew it was drawing me. I knew I kept showing up, basically. I kept showing up and learning as I was able. I mean, I have a lot more to learn, but, and I've incorporated some of these things into my overall health rebuilding. I have fibromyalgia and a whole list of difficult diagnoses, and I used to spend time probably most days in my pajamas. I couldn't drive because I'd get somewhere and I had no idea where I was. My reaction time was awful. And so through nutrition and energy medicine and all kinds of things, including herbs, I have rebuilt my health.
Wow.
And it is nothing short of incredible. I wouldn't have imagined that I could do that. Huh. But I tumble in. I was watching something on Wisconsin Public Radio that led me to a website that led me to another website. You know, I just, things showed up that I needed, just as we talk about our yards, you know.
Yeah.
As long as you're open, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of, timing is good too. I mean, I was at a place in my life where I was open to these things.
Yeah.
You know, I know earlier in my life, for instance, I really wanted to grow herbs, but, you know, starting a career, marriage, family, I kind of got distracted from that. So it's kind of coming back to what I knew was important.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of the beauty of, like, you guys, too. Like a welcoming thing that, mm-hmm. like, anybody can come and learn about it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And there is an energy that isn't... I mean, I enjoy reading. I've done a lot of things online. But there's an energy with people present that you don't get in the same way.
So. Yeah. And we always try, when we get together, we do something hands-on, usually. Yeah. You get your part of herbalism. You can't learn herbalism from a book.
Yeah.
You have to do it. You have to be a part of the plants. And my first herb teacher actually was my parents. Mm-hmm. My parents were very, very deep farmers. They had grown up farmers. And when I got out of high school, that's kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to go and work on a farm. And they were like, no, you're going to college. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was like, oh, really? Because I love to be outside. Yeah. And their perspective, it was just hard work. But my parents always had massive gardens. I mean, huge, massive gardens. And my mother canned and froze. And my dad would go hunting, and he did, you know, deer and fish and all that stuff. So we ate basically from our yard and from the woods when I was a kid. That's all I knew. I never really went to a restaurant except maybe once in a while as a treat.
Yeah.
So I learned how to cook from scratch. So when I became a farmer's market coordinator, one of the things I found with college students is, number one, they didn't know some of the fruits and vegetables we had in the market, like sunchokes. They had no idea what that was.
Yeah.
But they also didn't know how to cook anymore. Yeah. They forgot how to do that. Mm-hmm. There's like at least one to two generations now that don't know how to cook. Mm-hmm. And using herbs as part of your food is by far the easiest way to do it. You don't have to make salves and tinctures and lotions and all that kind of stuff. All you gotta do is cook.
Yeah.
And it can be part of your everyday. And because my background as a registered nurse, I don't diagnose, treat, or prescribe, I cook a lot. And so when I would make things for people, I make incredibly nutritious soups and tea and salads. And it's just food, guys, you know?
Yeah.
And I've had young people come to my house. Of course, my boys always drag their friends home. You gotta eat my mom's weird food. One of my son's girlfriends looked at our table and she's like, I've never seen a table like this. And I was like, oh, what's the matter? I've never seen so many pretty colors. Colors. And I'm like, wow, I never thought of that. And Eric's like, well, we always eat that way. What's the big deal? So, you know, I take things for granted. So I think it's really, if you wanted to learn herbalism and you did nothing but learn how to cook with herbs, you would do just fine.
Yep.
Just fine. Have a garden, pull the stuff out of your yard, and do that. And one of the other classes I like to teach is herbalism from your kitchen cabinet. So all the spices you have in your cupboard, we just pull those out and pick 10 of them and say, okay, what kind of conditions do you have? Headaches, menstrual cramps, nausea, vomiting, you know, whatever it is. Let's pick what's in your cupboard. Let's use that.
Yeah.
Carol was the one who taught me that. Drive me crazy, too. Because you kind of learn things. You think, okay, this is how I use this. This is what I use it for, and I'm done. Oh, no, 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 no. It can do lots of other things.
Huh.
So you can say, for example, I have a recipe, and I always use nettles in it because nettles are super nutritious. It's really high in calcium. Okay, what other plants are out there that are really high in calcium you can put in there? Dandelions are really high in calcium. Tarragon's really high in calcium.
Yeah.
So you can switch based on what you have in front of you. We're not real good at that. So herbalism, to me, it should be just a part of your life.
Yeah.
And if you live what you practice, it's not like it's something else.
Yeah.
It's just what you do.
Yeah.
You know, and that was old way anyway. So.
Totally. I was really curious, you were saying that you had, Native American elders, show you how to, learn herbalism. Like, how did you meet these people, and, how did that all happen?
You know, I can only tell you when Creator, how do I say that? I don't want to get churchy. I will be spiritual.
Okay.
When the plants call your name, you have no choice but to listen. They will pull you in. That's how Rosemary teaches. That's how Pinky taught me. It's how Carol taught me. All of my teachers, when plants say, we need your help, you have no choice. So I went to a spiritualist camp in Waniwak. This is just a ridiculous story. And I was there to teach a class on wellness. Because of my nursing background, I was teaching about Reiki and energy medicine, that kind of stuff. And this Native woman was sitting on a bench. She was having a cigarette, and she said, you're my neighbor. Come sit by me. Okay, fine. So I sit down, and she said, tell me about yourself. I'm a nurse. I'm a mom. I have two kids. No, no, no. You tell me about yourself. they don't say anything. It's like scares the shit out of you. They just look at you. Like, they know everything, but you know nothing. And I was like, oh, my God. So by the end of the weekend, we got to be friends. And it turned out she became my mother in Native way. And I'll tear up because she passed away. But I am one of two people that knows an old way medicine. She was only able to teach two people. And it's the plants are harvested. There are specific prayers you say. You can only do it at certain times of the year. It's very, very specific. And if you do not do it this way, this medicine does not work. And I've seen that happen. But I've also seen where I've had somebody with chest pain and I didn't have anything with me, so I gave them this salve. Chest pain is gone. So there's an element, I guess I'd call it magic because I can't explain it. But there's a lot in this world that we don't know, and science does not have all the answers.
Yeah.
And so that tradition was so much more respectful of every part of it, and so that you're not destroying, you're honoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
Which is another wonderful thing to begin to incorporate into your life.
Yeah, because the environment doesn't become something outside of you, it becomes you. You are one. There's no the tree and me, we are the same.
Yeah.
And there is, quantum physics has proven that. That at an energetic level, we are all the same.
Yeah.
So
it's really beautiful.
The welcoming nature and wisdom of these ladies is amazing, and I couldn't recommend going to meet them for yourself more. You can find their information and schedule of meetings on Facebook at the Winona Herbal Society. I'm Logan Erickson, and I hope you have a good night.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.